Good morning. So good to see you out here at Hightower Church. Today the adult choir will be presenting the First Noel. Our soloists are Wes Collier and Paige Tipton. Our narrator is Phil Chambers. We want to thank our sound engineers, Brian Wallace, Tony Porter, and Tim Perkins, because I couldn't do it without them. And I couldn't do it without this great choir behind me here. So we ask that you pray for us as we present the First Noel.
What a wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky, kings from a distant land, and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate, the reason we sing, glory. Glory to God in the highest.
Sing a song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory in the highest.
come from heaven to sleep in a manger.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Hear the good news from Bethlehem.
Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
We will share it again and again.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the story of shepherds who found him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the news of the star that announced him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell of wise men and gold they bring.
Frankincense for an
for anointing the King. Glory, glory in the highest.
Mighty King, our God here among us.
We sing glory.
Prince of Peace, He knows us and loves us.
Oh, He loves us.
Here on earth comes to dwell. Hallelujah, Emmanuel.
This is cause for a great celebration.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Every heart that has known His love,
every life that has felt His touch,
add your song to the angels above. Glory, glory in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior. Come from heaven to sleep in a manger. This is cause for a great celebration. Jesus comes down to bring us salvation.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Glory, glory in the highest.
One of the most familiar carols of this season is a song of French origin that is centuries old. Its verses retell the entire Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but is also like singing Happy Birthday. And what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join and sing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth?
Oh.
circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross. The angel hosts filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor Him. We proclaim that He is God, He is King, and He is welcome in our hearts.
Let our voices sing.
The helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished. Identified with Emmanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this. Jesus, God's begotten Son, was born for our salvation. Let us pray. Dear Savior, thank you for coming to earth so long ago. Thank you for the humble way you arrived and the news that was given that night. First to the shepherds, then to the wise men, then to all of us who would come after. The angel said, "A Savior has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Oh, what a gift you were. And what a precious gift it has always been to make you the center of everything we need, everything we know, everything that life is about. Lord, there may be some here who have not found the joy and salvation that only you can bring. We pray that this will be the moment they whisper, "Jesus, be the center of my life today. Come into my heart, and Lord, be Savior." There may be others who have forgotten what it was like when they first knew your tender love and mercy, and they responded to it so readily. We pray that this will be the moment they'll reach out to you and say, "Jesus, be the center once more of everything I am." Let us never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are the reason, the heart, the center of it all. We love you. We worship you. And we give ourselves to you anew, saying, "Jesus, you are the center of our joy." We pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen. Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
Unto us a son is given.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Stand. Y'all done a fantastic job. Thank you, Mitzi. Thank y'all. Thank you. Okay, you can be seated. Thank you so much, choir. Y'all done a fantastic job. They always do. And thank all of you for coming today. And we hope and pray that this first Noel that's been presented by our choir will help you to celebrate your Christmas that much more joyful in your life. We do want to give an opportunity this morning. If there's anyone here that, you know, this whole cantata told the story from the very beginning of everything that Christ is and what he is today, and he's still the same. He's the Savior of the world. He come to this world to save humanity and to save mankind. If you've never trusted him as Lord and Savior in your life, I'll give you that opportunity. We're going to stand together and sing a hymn of invitation.